weekend is here with Sports Radio TSN 1200. JR, Simmer, and Hammer with you. What we've learned this morning, stay off yachts in stormy seas. We have learned that for sure this morning.
All right. It reminds me of the Friday where Rod Langway, myself, Jimmy Rivnak, Ally Frady went out on Rod's boat. Bad seas, JR. We said, you know what, on the Friday, Roddy's there. I already had a couple of pints in him. Maybe not the day to go out. We said, let's just go out for a couple of hours.
A three-hour tour.
Yeah, and by Monday morning, we were still on the boat. Sleeping down in the fiberglass hull. Roddy was cranking the boat. I was bouncing all over.
Oh, dear.
All of a sudden, the door shuts, or the engine shuts down. He's taking a piss off the side of the boat. I said, what are we doing? He said, we're going to sleep here for the night. I said, I think this is a shipping channel, and we don't have lights on.
This could not end well.
But we ended up back Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
Good times.
I got to wrench the JR now.
Cold balls theory.
Just ruined my weekend plans of yachting.
Yeah.
I had all these grandiose plans of taking the kids and the fam on a beautiful yacht trip.
Yep.
And now I'm not going to.
Sometimes it's just
you told me.
Sometimes it's just easier to say no, man. Just stay at home. Listen to Doug Ford's
brutal
buddies. Listen to Dougie's buddies, okay? All you're going to do is get together and have pops.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do, so I'm going to keep you apart.
Hammer, the same crowd that's on multi-million dollar yachts are golfers. I mean, it's the same crowd.
I want to travel with that crowd.
Oh, dear. Our TSN 1200 Tool and Equipment Store web poll question for you today. As we get set for the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs tomorrow night with Boston versus Washington, which of the series are you most excited to watch? And we did not include the Canadian Division Series, all right? So that would be, and I'm just looking it up right now, and of course, my computer is frozen. So, Hammer, can you update the poll? Here we go. I finally got it back. Golden Knights versus Wild, Bruins versus Capitals, Penguins versus Islanders, Lightning versus Panthers. So we gave you a choice of four of the other six. We know that people have been watching Canadian Division hockey all year. That's what you're most interested in. We get that. Of the other ones, which one are you most excited to watch? We all voted for Bruins and Caps. Maybe showing a soft side for a friend of the show, Bruce Cassidy. Not quite sure. The voting has tightened on this one, though. Interesting. So Bruins Capitals is number one at 40%. Of the other three, Simmer, which do you think is right neck and neck with Bruins and Capitals?
You know, there's so much love for Mark Stone still that I'm going Vegas, Minnesota.
No, it's actually dead last at 10%.
Really? Okay.
Islanders, Penguins, 11%. Lightning,
wow.
Panthers is at 39%, just 1% back of Bruins and Capitals.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the defending Stanley Cup champions thing. Because
you
know
that's
what?
A Pierre Maguire push, because he was talking about that being some old school hockey
like
between the Panthers and
the so called Battle of Florida, like that angle. It's the first time the two teams have played in the playoffs. I could care less, to be quite honest with you. I could care less about the Florida Panthers. The Tampa Bay Lightning, of course, are interesting. Anytime the defending champs come by and they got a chance to get knocked off, of course, that's interesting. But
have we heard of Kucherov as like green lady?
Yeah,
he's good to go. Game one.
Him and Stam are ready to rock and roll. A little circumvention of the salary cap. The Mackenzie Weegar thing, JR, funny. And I did not know. And we had him on last summer. You had tracked him down. I mean, that guy ended up putting up 36 points in 54 games this year. What a neat signing and a neat story of a kid from Ottawa not making the Ontario Hockey League, going to Halifax. It's now one hell of a defenseman in the National Hockey League. So that's awesome. All I looked at from the Florida side, and I so agree with you, is that it's just good for the Florida Panthers to finally have something maybe to kind of rekindle the business a little bit of a rivalry. And I also wonder, you know, when you have teams that are good for a decade like Pittsburgh or even, you know, Tampa has for a while, it's funny how that can try to draw out the bandwagoners like myself, right? That, you know, there was for a long time lots of Detroit fans and Avs fans and Penguins fans and Caps fans, and probably lots of people now have enjoyed watching the Tampa Bay Lightning the last number of years.
So I'll ask you guys this question, and the listeners as well, as we get set for the playoffs this weekend. Would you say that your interest, you know, Ottawa's obviously not in, and that's the team we pay most close attention to. Would you say your level of interest in the playoffs overall is higher than ever, the same as it always is, or less so this year?
I'm going to have to steal something, JR. I'm going to say it's more than last year. That's all because of the bubble. As to whether it's any different, Yeah.
Not a typical year.
I'd say it's normal. You know, and I'm trying to kind of also equate as we're getting into some nice weather, but that doesn't really factor. But
that's the same every year.
I would say, yeah, I'm going to be a tweener here, and you don't like that.
Come on. All right. Captain Fence Sitter.
I know exactly. I can't go more than ever because more than ever was when I was a kid. Am I more interested because there's Canadian matchups and, more importantly, Montreal and Toronto are playing each other? Yeah, it's more than normal. Like, that series alone is honestly, with outside of Ottawa being in, I can't think of a time where I've been more excited about watching a series. Mm. So I'll say more than it's been since I was a child.
Okay, all right. Hammer?
Yeah, I can't say it's the most ever because the Sens aren't in it for me being a Senators fan.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more than ever because I've been saying it for a long time. Divisional playoffs, I think, is what the NHL has got to get to, and I think we're going to see why this year. We're going to see some awesome playoff hockey, not just from the first round, but we're going to see it from the first and the second, and then you've got the unknowns because these teams haven't played each other, well, maybe, in the semifinal and the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah. I retain the right to change my mind, but I would say my interest level in the playoffs this year is actually less than
really?
It typically is, and
okay.
I don't know why. Okay. I'll be honest with you. And once Winnipeg Edmonton is a little bit of interest.
Yeah,
Toronto
yeah.
Montreal. Once it starts, maybe I'll be right into it.
Okay.
But as it sits here right now, if I'm being honest with myself,
yeah.
And maybe it's just because it's a nice weather weekend ahead, and yeah. I'd love to be doing a lot of other things. I don't know.
But you can't do any other things.
I know. But I'm just.
I think you will change.
I think
your
I
answer.
Will. I think I will too. But I'm just not. I'm not sitting here going, man, I can't wait till tomorrow night at 7:50. Even though that's the series I said I would like to see the most. I can't sit here now, if I'm being honest, and say, oh, man, I am so fired up and wired for the playoffs.
Yeah, and one of the things, JR, for sure, is that I know there's the buildup and the hype, but to me, the pressure filtered through fans and through the media, when you do turn on the Montreal-Toronto series and there's nobody in the building, like that to me, are very small, you know, crew. Does Montreal have a few fans and Toronto nothing, or what is that going to end up being?
No, zero fans in any Canadian
games. Okay, so, you know, that part, oh, man, you know, feeling the temperature, feeling in Toronto if they're struggling and, you know, they're going to be knocked off. Think of how the crowd reacts, not having that in Montreal. Boy, when they get rolling in a playoff and how noisy that building is. So that's certainly going to take away from some of it. So I understand that. And as you said, kind of the timing. And also, I mean, I can't imagine for yourself, you're a two-jobber. You come on here for the year every 4 hours and then whatever. But, you know, the last year and I'll say year and 2 months, the last 14 months, say for yourself, I mean, I think a lot for lots of reasons has been a grind, right? Like there's been so much going on that hasn't necessarily been sports related that, you know, I think for a lot of people in society, I guess what I'm pointing to, there's probably a lot of people right now are just like, hey, what I really need is a vacation. I need to go somewhere. Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean that as a week off.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
What I really need to do is just pack up the buggy or get on a darn plane and go somewhere.
I can't disagree with you on that one. All right, let's do some playoff picks. And you know what's going to be up for grabs, kids? You know what's going to be up for grabs is the Pico Pizza, the much coveted Pico Pizza Championship, which, of course, Duke Ellington won the NFL Pico Pizza Championship.
Okay. And you are eligible for this
one,
right?
I am eligible to win. I will buy myself pizza. I bought Duke the pizza. He absolutely loved it, by the way. So it comes with rave reviews. Here's the way it's going to work. You're going to pick the winner of each series, and you'll get a bonus point if you get the correct number of games. Only if your team that you pick wins. You don't. In other words, if you guess Lightning in six and the Panthers win in six, you don't get a point for getting six right. You got to get the bonus point only if you can pick the correct team.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You love making up the rules.
No,
don't you?
That's not a make. You know what?
Oh,
No, it's not. That's common sense. That's what that is. All right. Game number one, series number one, will start tomorrow night at 7:15. It is the Boston Bruins on the road to face the Washington Capitals. These two teams split their season series. They played 8 games. The Capitals and the Bruins each won 4. They are playing each other in the Stanley Cup playoff series for the first time in 9 years, 2012. All right, Hammer, why don't you go first? Okay. Who's going to win and in how many games?
All right, I'm going to take the Bruins in this, and I'm taking a long series. I think this one's going to be the biggest grind of them all for a first rounder. So I'm going 7 games here. Bruins take it.
Okay, Simmer.
You know what? I'll go just a variation. I like the Bruins, but I'll just say Hammer. They'll win on home ice in game 6, but it's going to be a hell of a series.
Okay. All right. Simmer says.
Hang on, that was Caps and
No, no, Boston in six.
Bruins in six. Okay.
Or no? Who has the home ice?
Washington.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. On my app here, it has Washington to the left and Boston to the right. So yeah. Okay.
That's because it was written by a person who follows soccer. Probably.
Yeah. Exactly.
I am also going to take the Boston Bruins. So bad news for the Bruins. They're obviously in their fans. They're obviously going to lose now because
I already texted Butchie that we're going to follow up before the second round.
Yep. Okay. All right. And I will take the Bruins. And I'm going to go opposite to what Pierre Maguire thinks. It's going to be a long series. I'm going to go the Bruins in five games.
Okay,
I'm going Bruins in five games.
Okay.
All right, series number two will begin Sunday at noon. It is the New York Islanders at the Pittsburgh Penguins. This year, the Penguins won the season series 6-2.
Wow.
And they are meeting for the second time in 3 years, 2 years ago. Don't forget, the Islanders went in and swept the Penguins in four games straight. Okay, Simmer, you'll go first in this one.
I'm going to take the Islanders in six as well. So I feel like they'll be able to negate that. I just like the edge in the goaltending and lots of fates to my favorite coaches, old Butchie and now Trotsky. So I got Islanders in six.
Okay, I think the Islanders had a great playoff last year and obviously 2 years ago when they beat Pittsburgh. Doesn't seem like the planets are aligning themselves as much this year. I think Pittsburgh, and I don't know if they've got a run to a championship left in them, but it feels like kind of a last hurrah for Crosby. Malkin is back. They got Jeff Carter. They have tons of experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to win this series, and I will say that Pittsburgh will win it in, I'm going to say Pittsburgh in five games.
Okay.
Hammer.
Wow, this is one of those series where do you take into consideration how these teams are going into the playoffs? The Islanders are limping. The Penguins were red hot. And healthy. So that's why I'm going to go with the Penguins, and they will win this one on the road in six games.
All right, the Penguins. Penguins. You'll take the Penguins.
The Pens. The Pens.
Okay, let's see here. The next year, let's stick with the Eastern Conference here.
For sure.
It is the Lightning at the Panthers. Game one in this series will go Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The Panthers won the season series 5-3.
Wow.
All right, and they are, of course, meeting for the first time in history. The Battle of Florida, I pick first in this one.
Yeah.
I am going to take the defending Stanley Cup champions. I do think this will be a long series, so I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I think they're winning Game 7 on the road. Heartbreak for Florida. Okay. I'll take Tampa in 7. Hammer.
This one's a tough one. I just don't know. Well, I know the Lightning. I don't know the Panthers a whole lot. But I wanted to be a grueling, tough series as well. But the cheating Lightning with their additions of Kucherov and Stamkos is back, too. So I'll take the cheating Lightning in six games.
Okay.
You know what? I think the Lightning are too much. I haven't even watched Florida enough. Still shocked, JR, where they're at. But I'll take the Lightning in five.
Okay. There we go. All right here. Let's move along. Next series is... let's stick with the East. Doesn't really matter about the time here. We got Nashville at Carolina. Nashville at Carolina.
Can't wait.
Carolina won the season series 6-2. And in fact, I believe Nashville just won two, relatively speaking, meaningless games this week. I think Carolina won the first six games of the season against Nashville. Game one in this series, by the way, goes Monday night. Carolina with home ice advantage. And they are meeting as well for the first time in history. Hammer.
My chips are all in on Matt Duchene. No, they're not. Canes in five, please, and thank you.
Canes in five.
I don't need an old Dutchie two-step around, Hammer. Is he playing?
Yes, he is.
You know, I know Saros has been good for them, but, yeah, I still feel the same. I'm going to take Carolina in five.
Okay. Man, I was going to take Carolina in five. You guys didn't leave me anything.
You can take Carolina in five.
Yeah, there's eight different series.
You know what?
Means we're all right.
I'll take six games. I'll take Carolina in six games. I think Nashville will get it one, and I want to choose five, so I'll take six.
Okay.
let's see here. We got the Golden Knights hosting Minnesota. This is Pierre Maguire series. This series will begin Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the big NBC. And they have never met in the playoffs before, Minnesota and Vegas. Simmer, you'll go first.
You know, I don't think Minnesota can score. I'm just not feeling it, even on Mr. Talbot, not a fan. So I'll take Vegas in five. They're too good of a hockey team.
Vegas in five. JR is going to go with Vegas as well. I will go six games. Hammer.
I am with Vegas, too. The Wild have had a nice season here. It ends in the playoffs. Congratulations on making it and being out in the first round. I've got the Knights in four. My sweep of the opening round.
Wow. Are you drunk?
No, I'm okay. Just, I haven't picked a sweep. No, there's going to be a sweep. Something's going to happen here.
Okay.
And the Golden Knights, they just have too much depth.
So yeah, we saw that hammer 2 years ago, right? It was Columbus swept Tampa.
Yeah.
And then Columbus got swept by Islanders, and then Pittsburgh, or what was, there's all crazy kind of sequence.
I think Boston,
there.
Boston did Columbus.
Oh, okay, okay, right? Okay. And then and Islanders did Pittsburgh, so yeah.
You want to get out of that first round quickly, the Knights will.
Avalanche hosting the Blues. That was decided last night when Colorado won. The Avalanche won the season series 5-3. The last time these two teams met was in the conference final in 2001.
Wow.
When Colorado would go on to win the Stanley Cup. I believe that was the Ray Bourque year, winning the Stanley Cup. So it's been 20 years since these two teams have met in the playoffs. I go first on this one. Yeah. I am all in on Colorado this year. I think St. Louis is on fumes. I'm going to take Colorado in 5 games.
Yeah.
Hammer.
Colorado as well. I think the Blues take a couple, though. I think we're going to see a 6-game series here.
All right, Simmer.
Yeah, I'll have fun. Funny that 20 years ago, Chris Drury was on the team, Bob Hartley the coach. I'll go for the sweep. I don't like St. Louis at all, so I'll go Avs in 4. Grubauer, very underrated. Have one hell of a season where I don't have the questions in goal.
Okay, and now, last but not least, well, last on the calendar as well, if we're doing things the way they'll lay out in terms of the calendar, we've got Winnipeg and Edmonton. Be the first of the two Canadian Division series. It'll start Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Edmonton with home ice advantage. They won the season series 7-2, including winning a couple of games late in the season head-to-head. Yeah. These two teams have not met in the playoffs since 1990.
Yeah.
It's been 31 years since the Jets and the Oilers have played back in the old Smythe Division. Let's see here. Hammer, I think it's you.
Can I just pass on this series? I don't want to be cheering for either one of these teams in terms of this pool here. I'll just give up the points. No, I won't. Toronto are finally going to win their first
Playoff. We're on Winnipeg and Edmonton.
Oh, sorry.
I was wondering why you're cheering against Edmonton and Winnipeg.
No, sorry. I thought that was the last one.
And the listening skills apparently need some work or earwax.
I was working things out in my mind. You know what? Man, it is hard to go against the Oilers, but a one-line team, the Jets limping. I'm going to go Oilers in 7 here. The Jets are going to make it competitive. But hard to see the Oilers not make it through.
Okay. Yeah. Hammer. Or Simmer.
You know what? I'm going to take the Jets in 7. Mike Smith, I don't feel that. Now, we'll see what Hellebuck ends up doing. I do think when healthy, and hey, they're going to have to figure out McDavid. I know that's not easy, but still, like their reset, like their depth, I'll take the Winnipeg Jets in 7 games.
Winnipeg in 7. Yeah. Okay. All right. We haven't had many disagreements. Yeah. I am going to take the, I don't know what's gone wrong with Winnipeg. Wheels have gone square. Yeah. I don't know if they're not listening to the coach anymore. I don't like their defense. I don't like Edmonton, period, because I'd like the Flames when I was a kid, so I hate the Oilers. But I got to pick the Oilers. Man, they're just rocking and rolling right now. Mike Smith's playing well.
Yeah.
You know, I keep waiting for him to fold his tents, and he isn't. And the other guys are just going to, I think they're going to score. Connor McDavid's just, he's at some crazy level that we haven't seen a player in a long, long time. So I'll take the Oilers in, is it 5 or 6?
It's where not adding to their blue line, the Jets have made a mistake this year, and that's really going to hurt against the Oilers in this opening round.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Oilers in 5 games. Okay. Oilers in 5. And all right, last series, Toronto and Montreal. Simmer, you let it. You're going first here. Yeah. You let it slip earlier. You're thinking the big upset.
Yeah, no, I really am. And you know, just kind of looking at it, JR, I do think the time off. I do think all the pressure's on Toronto. Campbell's going to start. That power play is bizarre with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know how they can reset it. I do think the physicality, that some of that with Josh Anderson, some other pieces for Montreal kind of built for the playoffs, even Corey Perry. And when the rules change, that big back end gets into the water skiing, the cross check and the hooking and holding. As I said, I'll take the Montreal Canadiens in 6 games.
Habs in 6.
Which I'm not trying to. I mean this so sincerely, JR. Mm-hmm. I really am a little surprised that people think. I like the Leafs and I appreciate it, but I don't see them just rolling through Montreal in 4 games either. Like I said, I like them. But no, I'm going to take Montreal in 6 games.
Yeah. I do think the Leafs are going to roll here. I'll take the Leafs in 5.
Okay.
Yeah, the Leafs have added some bulk too, and Foligno and Hyman will be back, and Riley. I think they're going to roll over the Canadiens. I like Toronto in 5.
Okay. Copycat there, but that's
done.
Just fine.
You got Campbell leading the way, guys?
I think he's going to start now. Yeah, I didn't think so to begin. I thought Freddie Anderson the other night against Ottawa was kind of like, didn't really look on top of his game. Campbell's going to play tonight. That indicates to me that he's going to play in the game.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If they wanted Anderson to start, I think, because it doesn't start till next Thursday, I think Anderson would have started tonight.
Oh,
so I see Campbell. I probably would have flipped it the other way if Anderson had played well and played tonight. But listen, Jack Campbell, it is what it is, and he's played well. There's no taking now. But
he had one little blip.
He has zero playoff experience.
Yeah,
none.
No, yeah, and you know what? That's the same for everybody, JR. I know it's later in his career. His game is so calm, though, so I like it. He just wanted to make some saves. I think it fits perfectly, and here I am saying Montreal in six. But when watching Freddie Anderson, he simply hasn't found his feet yet. And if they wanted, as you said, for him to work on that, the other night, was it Connor Brown that came off the wing there, and he all of a sudden tangled up, and a couple of other times.
When he saved on shorthanded?
Well, I think both on Connor Brown, where he's doing that spin around, and even Connor Brown's goal shorthanded, he really had no clue what the hell was happening. So finding his net even on the Kelly goal, it wasn't good for Freddie Anderson. I don't like his energy either. I didn't feel like he was a guy in there saying to myself, hey, I want the net right now. I think he's more than thrilled that Campbell's going to be the starter.
I think the Leafs are at a level now, especially compared to the Canadian Division's team. They just need competent goaltending. They need somebody to just save the savables. And Freddie Anderson last year against Columbus, he let in some stinkers again, right? Which, unfortunately for him, has been the story since he's gone to Toronto.
Yeah.
And maybe changing it up, and maybe Jack Campbell, you know, he's a bit, kind of a little bit unorthodox or whatever.
Yeah.
But he just makes the saves.
Yeah,
so
no,
just
he does.
Make the saves. And from there, I think Toronto's a better team.
Yeah, I'm the big thing I'm looking for, because I know Marner and you know, Matthews and Hyman pretty good. I'm wondering how effective Nylander, along with Tavares and Foligno, is he on that line right now? Foligno?
Foligno, they're going to put with Tavares and Nylander.
Yeah,
yes.
So that to me, that's the one I'm watching for, as to how effective, especially Johnny T, can be, and what's old Willie going to be like in a physical series.
All right, well, it all starts in terms of the overall playoffs tomorrow night with Boston, Washington. We got to wait till Wednesday and Thursday before we get to the Canadian Division matchups, because we got to see what happens with these Calgary-Vancouver games, right? I mean, Lord knows we don't want to start before those games are over with. All right, the Pico Pizza Cup has begun. Again, Pico Pizza, three Ottawa locations, Metcalf, Richmond Road, downtown at Rideau at King Edward. If you haven't checked it out, go online, pico.ca, pi-co.ca, freshly imported ingredients from Italy. If you haven't tried it out, go to the App Store, just load it in. They've got offers in there. It's just a fresh take on pizza. That's all. I know you've had a million different pizzas over the years. And some are great, some are not so great. Check out Pico. Give them a try at pico.ca. I promise you, you will not regret it. All right, we'll take a break. 9:31 when we come back. We're going to talk to Matthew Fleury, Ottawa City Councillor, about the Sheets. She's got game deal that's going on, so we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk about, I want to get a little bit into what Lisa McLeod had to say yesterday about the CFL returning, specifically in Ontario. She used the word ambitious regarding having fans back in the stands this summer. So that was not a good indication as far as the CFL's return, at least here in Ontario. So we'll chat about that. The OHL, on a more positive side of things, said, here's our date. We're kicking things off on October 7th. So they're very confident that what we're seeing is going to transform things by the fall, our two-dose fall, as the Prime Minister put it. So we'll chat about that, talk to Matthew Fleury as well, get to more of your wrenches on this wrench-throwing Friday as we continue along right here on Sports Radio, TSN 1200. A fairly busy summer ahead, including Brady Tkachuk's new contract. Are you an expert in your trade but could use an extra hand? Join Handyman Connection. Handyman Connection offers full support in all areas of business, from professional sales support and customer service to field support, scheduling, invoicing, and collections. They take care of the things you don't like to, so you can focus on what you love. Being a part of Handyman Connection means you're connected to an established customer base and jobs in your community with flexible hours. Discover your full earnings potential with one call, one click, one connection at handymanconnection.com. So interesting yesterday that Lisa McLeod, Ontario Sport Minister, and of course local Nepean MPP, talked about in terms of the CFL and its plans to return to play. They're working away on that with the CFL, an acknowledgement of that. But what she called, and she used the term ambitious, is the plan for CFL teams to return on August 5th with fans in the stands. That sounds like, at least at this point, that's a non-starter as far as the Ontario government goes, fans in the stands. So that's why Dave Naylor at TSN.ca wrote an article last night saying that the CFL is working on a schedule that would see all of the teams play in Western Canada to at least begin the season, and maybe for a few weeks, where the provincial governments are, you use the word lenient. That means they don't care as much, but they're more open to the idea of potentially having at least some fans in the stands. So what's your read on what Lisa McLeod had to say yesterday?
Tough to hear. I'd look at that, first of all, picking up and moving somewhere. I guess if you're playing, say, in Saskatchewan and you're Ottawa, assuming that, Saskatchewan gets one home game, you get the second game, probably, able to generate some revenue. So, tough for them. At least they'll end up putting on a season. I guess you're asking the CFL. Well, the CFL, the NHL doesn't have fans. So if this was, it takes, but probably the reception of, and at least, would everyone be clamoring to play their games in Saskatchewan, Jer, or Winnipeg? from a standpoint of, Calgary and Edmonton aren't bad, but in the case of BC, you wouldn't, if you're Ottawa, you're not going to draw anybody, but as a home game on the road in Saskatchewan, you probably make a whack a dough if you're Ottawa.
Well, I don't know that Dave is suggesting in his article that Ottawa would be playing some of its home games out west. I think the plan would be, hey, they're calling for a 14-game schedule, which would mean 7 home games, but that, your first 4 games of the season might all be road games.
Okay.
Like you might do Ottawa at Winnipeg, Ottawa at Saskatchewan, Ottawa at BC, Ottawa at Calgary, and then you got a pile of home games. Maybe, starting in September or mid-September, point they've given the green light to games being open to fans.
Yeah, no, and that's good. Now, my gosh, can you imagine from a business standpoint, JR, going with the what if, right? I mean, if you're Ottawa and you're Mark Gowdy and the crew over there, all of a sudden putting on a season where you think you might have fans, you think you might not, and from that standpoint, it takes a lot of work to try to sell sporting events to suddenly have notice, whatever that is, maybe a few weeks before, that you might have fans. And if you don't, boy, economically, I would assume that would be devastating to the Ottawa franchise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll keep our eye on that, but that was an interesting development yesterday. Now on the more positive side of things regarding fans in the stands, how about the Ontario Hockey League announcing yesterday, we're on. We're on, baby. And of course, they didn't play any games this year. It looked like maybe there was a possibility of some shortened season in April. It ends up they pulled the plug. Ontario Hockey League announced yesterday, our season will start October 7th. We're definitive, they're definitive. They're coming out with a schedule.
Yeah.
They are full systems go with the thought that at least, stadiums wide open for all fans, at least some semblance of fans being allowed at games. But they have put plans in place. And again, a couple of times we've had Dave Branch, the commissioner on of the OHL, they're in a tug of war for players. And NCAA is an option for a lot of Ontario Hockey League players. And they need to get the message out there that, we're playing this year.
We
need to tell our best before our draft coming up. We're playing this year. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, and here's the thing, JR, back to my day, and I'll use a good friend, Mike Griffith, who's a local guy, my buddy Garth Joy. There are a bunch of guys that we went to the under-18 camp in 1985, first time ever they had it, went out to Banff, Alberta. There were a bunch of kids, I think Garth was going to go to St. Lawrence, I think Mikey was going to go to Cornell, but they had to come back and play the Tier 2 year, right? That was a year to buy you to finish high school, go as an 18-year-old. Most of them got tucked in, sucked in, and you end up having a bunch of pints with the boys and suddenly wanted to play. There would have been a lot of kids this year, JR, that decided to play the Tier 2. They were deciding between the Ontario Hockey League and college that will now go to college. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that could end up hurting the Ontario Hockey League. Then how it's kind of handled. I'm interested just what's going to happen with the NHL and the CHL. I think they have to redo their agreement.
Yes.
That could be really interesting, because if I'm the LA Kings and I'm all the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, I mean, I guess even Winnipeg to some extent, I'm not overly thrilled about a guy like Drysdale, if he can't play in the NHL, coming back to play junior hockey. And in the case of Byfield, same thing. So this is going to be really interesting from the Ontario Hockey League standpoint, what kind of sway of talent they're going to have based on a couple of points that I just made right there.
All right. We'll have much more to say on that, obviously, coming up. We'll see. There has been talk of just a one-year extension on that agreement between the NHL and the CHL, just to kind of get everything, hopefully, the regular world back in order, and things returning to somewhat norm. And then after that, a larger agreement either happening or not happening at all. Okay, 9:46. So if you've been listening to TSN 1200 the past few months, you have heard some programming we've had on called from the Sport Information Resource Center called Mom's Got Game. It is an information program talking about the importance of, and there's mums and all kinds of families that are listening right now, mums and dads, the importance of mom being our participant in sports as well. And to talk more about it, who better than friend of Simmer, friend of the show, and Ottawa sports counselor Matthew Fleury coming on to talk about it on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, counselor?
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, Simmer. How are you?
We are excellent. Thank you very much. So, Mom's Got Game. You're the sport in the sport counselor for Ottawa. Why is this an important program, do you believe?
Well, look, we just came out of Mother's Day long weekend. It's beautiful outside. We need to give moms time to exercise, to be physically active, and to get out and have fun. And we know that when moms have that time, the kids are likely to be even more physically active. So it's a double gain where we give mom time, make sure that mom has her time in the day to go out for a run, go out for a walk, go out for a bike, in normal times, maybe even play sports. But obviously, during the lockdown, there's still physical activity to do. And we know that when we plan for it, when we give that space to moms, we know that the family is physically more active in the end.
Matthew, I have to ask you, what can everyone do to support and empower mom in our lives? What actions can we take?
Well, moms will always do whatever it takes for school, for food, the perfect world is soccer moms, right? They'll drive everywhere to make sure that the kids get to the classes and to the soccer games or the hockey games. We need to give mom time. We need to carve out time in the calendar where moms can plan and do physical activity on their own and as a family. And you know, what happens often is it's forgotten. We run out of time during the day, and then it's that spiral of, well, you don't have energy, it's too late in the evening, you're tired, you don't have the time. So it's really finding that time in the calendar. In an ideal world, it'd be every day, but let's start with, you know, once a week, a few times a week, on the weekends where dad or another family member takes the kids and gives mom that time to get out and do physical activity. And in normal times, I'd even say play sports.
We're with Ottawa sport counselor Matthew Fleury. We're in and still continue to be, Matthew. We're 14 months into this pandemic. Why do you think this message is so important, especially at this time?
Well, JR, I don't know about you, but I've gained weight. I don't move.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, me tree.
Honestly, I don't move as much. I eat way more, and I find that my sleep patterns are very different than pre-pandemic. So a year into it, we do have to take a bit of a deeper look in our own mental and physical health and say, you know, what can we do now? We are fortunate. It is the nicer, warmer weather here in our capital city, and in a few weeks you'll be able to get on a canoe or do a stand-up paddle boards on the Rideau River. So there are a lot of things you can do in Ottawa to stay physically active, and the focus of this initiative from CIRC is really, you know, Mom's Got Game. What can we do to give moms that space, that time, and ultimately get out and do physical activity as a family?
Before bed last night, Mira and I were talking, and first of all, she says hello, but she wanted to know, in Ottawa, what kind of opportunities are there for moms and families to be active? And obviously, options are limited.
There's a number of initiatives, I'd say, for all things parent. There's a wonderful website called Parenting in Ottawa, which is kind of a go-to spot. After that, you know, just walking into your in a normal time in your community centers, there's a lot of programming inside and outside. And then the broader kind of things that happen in a city. Usually we'd have the Ottawa Race Weekend in the month of May. We'd have the Army Run. We had a few weeks ago the CN Cycle. So jumping into some of those events where you don't need to be competitive, you can be, but you can just participate. Those are usually a good way to go about it.
All right, good stuff. Now I know you have a family. Would you the program we just talked about is something you guys are practicing as a family, or will, now that we put you on the spot?
Absolutely, my wife is, as Sean knows, Lai is always on the bike, and now with the little one, we do a lot of races in the park. So we certainly love to get out and stay physically active, and we want to share that importance of physical activity and specifically for moms to get out and have time to to get out and play sports. So in this case, dads have an important role to play to make sure their moms have that time.
Matthew, on a serious note, what do you say to fathers and families who allocate that time, but mom just wants to stay home and drink?
Don't answer that question.
Everyone starts from their own standpoint, right? So, look, if it means that you have to carve 30 minutes to just get out and get fresh air, that might be the first day. And then the week after, you add a bit of a more of a challenge, as you know, simmer. And then you say, you see where you're at by the end of the month, and hopefully you got on a bike and hopefully you enjoy the nice weather. And
you're so serious. You're so serious when you're a politician.
It all starts somewhere. All right. Hey, Matthew Fleury, thanks very much for coming on today talking about Mom's Got Game. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. And you know what? The beer is for after the sport.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's very important. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. There's Ottawa sport counselor Matthew Fleury. If you want more information, you've heard about CIRC, which is Canada Sport Information Resource Center. You can go to their website, which is CIRC, S-I-R-C, .ca. And if you want more more details on the Moms Got Game program, go to CIRC.ca/Moms Got Game. And I think we all could use that. All right, 9:53. We'll take a break. Come back with a final segment before we turn things over to the boys from In the Box coming up after 10, including a guest shot with Ottawa Senators General Manager Pierre Dorion, all on the way right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.
This is TSN 1200.
Let's end the show with one final wrench. Last second wrench to me, writes Unsigned, for doubting Simmer's evaluation of Logan Brown. That's from Unsigned.
Come on, Nancy, put it right down the alley.
Oh! What are you, nuts?
Be one of the interesting decisions that will have to be made. Logan Brown, of course, is a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
Do they sign him? Do they give him a contract offer? B, if they do, I'll presume if they're going to do that, they're going to protect him in the expansion draft, but Maybe not. Maybe you dangle him in the hopes that you can keep one of your rookie goalies.
Yeah.
So lots of decisions, lots of interesting decisions for Pierre Dorion. Logan Brown will be one of them. He's still a very, I'll say, popular just in terms of level of interest player in the Ottawa organization.
Yeah, that's the way to use it. Certainly often discussed. Jer, it's interesting you mention that because obviously on Logan Brown, this is a bit of Victor Mete being where he's at contract-wise. You'd give him a qualifying offer, which you would basically accept his contract and maybe a tad of a raise. But also from Logan Brown's standpoint, I don't know when, I guess those contract offers are coming after expansion based on the calendar. Normally it's July 1st, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you had said July 1st earlier, and I was like, I'm not sure that's right.
No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm just using the own calendar. But, you know, to Seattle, he would just be a restricted free agent. But that's nothing more than a formality. And Ottawa, at the end of the day, they're going to give him an offer. It's just a question of whether he stays here, gets picked by Seattle, gets protected, or gets flipped out. My guess or my gut feeling right now is that he'll roll back to training camp next year.
All right. Well, one of the many things that Pierre Dorion will have to decide over the next few months. And again, he will guest with Steve Lloyd and Steve Bunda coming up at some point in the next little bit.